Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today, all the way from Israel, which is awesome, is Arina and Ron. Did I say those right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So you guys are with the Power BI Embedded team.
Yeah, okay. We're on the engineering side.
Awesome. So you're here to, in town to talk about Power BI Embedded, but before we get started, take a second to introduce yourself, and then we'll get going. Yeah. So how about you first?
So I'm Arina, I'm senior software engineer in the Power BI Embedded team. This is Ron, we are co-workers working together on the Power BI platform. We are releasing a bunch of new capabilities this week, coming out with new, totally new branded solution for Power BI.
Okay.
With Power BI Embedded, like, you are able to have all the capabilities and analytic platform and computation.
Yep, that's fine. Yep. So, so this is new stuff coming out when?
2 days ago.
Yeah.
2 days. So we're already late.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So what do you got? So what can you show us about Power BI? So for example, I'm new to Power BI. I know enough about Power BI to be very dangerous. So what is Power BI Embedded, and what does that mean for developers and all the new stuff that you guys have done?
So whenever a developer is ready to enrich his application and he would like to incorporate analytic capabilities and strengths and handle his data and present and have this report, amazing reporting services, he can choose to have entire Power BI within his application and have seamless experience of his application without even the notion and branding of Power BI. It's like, you will see later on, it works like magic.
Okay, cool. So if I'm I know Power BI from like the website or the Windows, right? But what does embedded mean? I mean, is that just I'm adding it to my application, or what does that mean for what does embedded mean?
So there are two parts for the embedded. So we expose a bunch of REST APIs on the Power BI service platform itself to enable the users like to fetch their data, get all the metadata about their available dashboard reports and data set. They are able to create data set programmatically through the push data APIs.
So a set of APIs that I can work with.
Bunch of new REST APIs for refresh like data set. You can just refresh it automatically. You can handle and manage your enterprise gateway through REST APIs and many, many more.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So give us an overview of what this Power BI Embedded stuff is.
Yeah, so we can start with a quick overview with one slide that we have presenting our new solution for Power BI Embedded. And this basically shows the end-to-end flow of an end user which enters the third-party application of the ISV. And whenever the end user of the application enters and want to access Power BI Embedded resource, just to take a side note, the application end user is not necessarily an AD user or Power BI licensed at all. Whenever he enters the application and he sees and he would like to see the enterprise, the company like report or business metrics, the application behind the scenes, preferably on the backend side, will have to authenticate him for Power BI. And for this, it like on the backend side, it will use an AD user, like the master user of the application.
Okay.
The application is an AD application, and this is one user it will need to handle and provision with Power BI Pro license in order to be able to authenticate and authorize for Power BI. So the application handles the application, the master user. It authenticates him through AD. It retrieves a valid token to access Power BI on his behalf.
Okay.
Yeah, he can use this token for the REST APIs, and the main authentication call for embedding, the application would need to grant the end user of the application embed token. So he just called new REST APIs for generate embed token for the specific resource and with a valid permission scope and operation. Like, he can say, I allow the end user just to view the report, or I allow him to edit report or create a new report. All this bunch of new capabilities, like self-service capabilities, are also added. And for this access of management and permissions, you will have to generate the token.
Okay, so I don't have to be an Azure Active Directory user to use Power BI Embedded.
Right.
Right, but there's this authentication token or this as you will do authentication and allow me to use that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this step of the application going to Power BI in order to generate the embed token will be on behalf of the AD master user, and when we get the response with the embed token, the application just returns to the client side, mm-hmm. and then you will have to embed Power BI. We have the JavaScript familiar SDK, very comfortable. You mm-hmm. just get him in the ID of the dashboard or report or the data set and provide him the embed token and just do the magic.
Just like, do the magic?
Yeah, just embed.
Cool. So it seems fairly, if I'm just a user, from what I understand, so you guys are taking, Power BI Embed is taking care of all the authentication token and token stuff for me. I don't have to worry about, I just use the API and everything's cool.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
An additional point that we would like to add, which is a bit more advanced, but the AD is and the application is an AD application, mm-hmm. and it has its tenant and one master user. Okay, and we have also the tenant admin and the analyst of the ISV, which might be which he might author the business reports. Those two personas are able to access the application content in Power BI either through the PowerBI.com portal with interactive login like to Power BI, the regular one, okay. or through the application. So they have the flexibility to work either through the APIs or through the application interface okay. or through Power BI.
So got
it's
that
really, yeah, you have the entire
spectrum. Yeah, that's kind of cool. So how do I, so there's a set of APIs. And you said, what was actually released 2 days ago? Was it the set of APIs or what was?
This new solution.
Okay.
New solution. We have already Power BI embedded solution, but this is a brand new solution, and it's more integrated with Power BI. Like we have the Power BI embedded, like integrated pillar of Power BI, and whatever you will be able to do with Power BI, you will be able to do in embedded. So
okay.
there will be like more equally, and all the functionality and new stuff coming out in Power BI will come.
Power
right
BI
away,
embedded.
yeah, that would be.
So you're basically bringing the capabilities and security of Power BI, Power BI to Power BI embedded, make it easy to author and do Power BI.
Exactly.
Right. Very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, how do you use this API? Is that what the demo is all about?
Yeah.
We love demos on this show.
So we will switch to Ron, and
Yay.
He will show us how easy it is.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to walk you through the process of having 0 to 60 from nothing to an embedded dashboard
Kay.
Right now. And maybe next time we'll show you a report or a tile. But
we're good for 0 to 60. We love this type of stuff.
Maybe 0 to 59.
Okay, good. Okay. Close enough.
So what I need to do is register an app. I've used redirect URL, which is local right now because we're going to run it locally. I'm just calling it Channel 9 demo.
Okay.
And make sure it's a native app because we want it seamlessly, so we don't want to pop anything back to the user. We don't want to invoke any user interface to log in.
Okay.
Like we said, it's all happening in the back end.
On the back end, okay, cool.
I need to permit the app to do some actions on Power BI on behalf of the application user.
Okay, yep.
And right now we just selected a bunch that we're going to demo.
Okay.
And all I need to do is register that app. It's expired.
That's okay, cool. We're okay with that. Woohoo! Oh, so okay.
Let me just insert that again.
Did the URL change? The redirect URL?
No, it just disappeared.
There we go.
All right, and I'll just register an app. And all I need to do is save this key for later.
Okay.
And use it as my application ID in the solution I'm just going to show you.
Okay.
But if I lost it, I can just retrieve it in the Azure portal.
Okay, so I can.
Same name.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's easy to get back that
right.
ID back. Okay. Cool.
Right. So we wanted to show the developer samples. We're going to publish this URL. It's been published for a while now.
And what we'll do is we can actually take that and put it in the description of the show so people can actually get to that.
Right.
Sorry. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
So first, before we dive in into the samples, we have we see that we have app owns data and user owns data. Mm-hmm. The user owns data is the what we call a first party embedding,
okay.
which requires the application to have all its users, all its end users registered and have Power BI licenses to access their own data. And if we built an app that, like Arena just showed, uses that embed token to access data on behalf of a single master user,
okay.
and I don't have to have my users registered on Power BI, on Power BI,
okay.
and then I'm going to use that app owns data, which we're going to see in code. I just want to show one thing, which is the web config. And what I see here, aside from all those URLs that are already registered inside, I see that client ID, which we just saved.
Ah, okay. So you're just putting in the client ID.
Right.
Okay.
A group ID is that app workspace within Power BI that has the content that we want to embed.
Okay.
So one way to get that, which is probably the fastest, is just logging into Power BI as that user that we're embedding,
okay,
and get the group from our URL.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay. I can retrieve it with the APIs too, the REST APIs,
mm-hmm.
but that's a longer way, and we have a short time here, so right. we're just going to use the shorter way.
Okay. So that's the group ID, and then you retrieve the client ID, and they both go
right.
in here. Okay.
And all that's left is just that Power BI and Power BI user and password for that master user.
Master
so
user,
we're gonna use this as a demo, right? As a sample,
okay.
and when you're in a dev process, you can use that in the web config, but that's not a totally secure way. So
sure.
we recommend using Key Vault or something like that to store your users.
Okay.
Right. But when we're doing a demo like this or just playing around with that SDK, then we can use
okay
and write it right here. So I'm just going to open this solution right here. I see that Power BI embedded app owns data.
Mm-hmm.
And because we said we want to embed a dashboard, then I'm just going to go here, home controller, and just set up a breakpoint in embed dashboard. And just boot that solution up just so we can see.
Okay. Now, where would they get the master username and password? Who sets that up?
That's the only thing you need to set up as a, if you're a developer that you want to develop your app over Power BI, all you need to do is set up a Power BI account for you as a developer, set up one single app user per app workspace,
and
that's the one
you need. And that's the username, yeah. Okay, cool.
Right, so we've booted the app. We see I can embed a report dashboard and tile right off the bat.
Okay.
All I need to do is have those in my app workspace. And I can see that we have newer versions of our SDKs available by NuGet,
yep.
Just for quick onboarding.
Okay.
I'm just going to click on Embed Dashboard and land right here.
Okay.
And start going over. So I get those web config parameters. I get user password and credentials from my username and password. I'm not going to show that right now, but trust me, it's there. So
darn it.
Yeah. So we're gonna get, instantiate an AAD token for that master user. So
okay.
we're gonna use that authentication context, and call acquire token with that client ID and credentials for that app master user.
Okay.
So that's gonna call the REST APIs, and it just came back. I can see in the debugger that I have a valid AAD token.
Mm-hmm.
I have a valid expiration, right?
Yep.
And all I can and I can continue. So what we want now is to hook up that access token, that AAD token, with our Power BI client.
Okay.
That's available through the REST APIs and
so that's the
SDKs.
Token you guys were talking about in that PowerPoint. Is it
not
you get
yet?
That to,
not yet. That's
not
the
yet.
First token. That's the right hand side. The right. Upper right side
oh,
of that slide. That's the master user.
Oh, okay, so the master user is authenticated at this point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
So all we need to do is boot and instantiate that Power BI client with these credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do right now is just call the Power BI REST APIs through that NuGet SDK package that allows you to enumerate all your resources. We've just called GAT dashboards in the group you just saw.
Yep.
We can see it has one dashboard in its list.
Oh, okay.
And if I can just see that API response right here, already in a data contract that I know, I have the embed UOL, I have its name, I have its ID. And for the sake of the demo, we're just gonna take the first dashboard that we had. We only have one, but you can choose it by whatever you like. Display name, ID if you know that in advance. And now we're gonna go through the interesting part, which is the generate token. That's the token we just showed. We have an AAD token on behalf of that master app user or master user. And now it's granting permissions for that single dashboard to have a specific set of actions that this embed session can have. Which is, for now, we're gonna just allow access level view. You can see it here, right here in the parameters. If I'm talking about reports and I can use edit capabilities, I can allow my users to actually edit the report.
Oh, the read write capability, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And I can create new ones, and we're gonna show it probably next time.
Okay.
Or not. So I'm gonna grant permissions for my user, which is using right now the app, which is us again, to have a single dashboard, which this is his ID. I saw that the access level is view, and I know it's within the group I just selected.
Yep.
And I'm gonna shoot that generate token SDK REST API call and get back a token response, which has a token, a token ID, which I can just monitor later for you know, my purposes if I want to audit the the actions done by that token.
Okay.
And I have its valid expiration, which is bound by that AAD token's expiration.
Right, okay.
So all I need to do now, and this is just moving these parameters over to the client side, is save that embed URL I got, the dashboard ID I got, and the token that I need, and go over to that view.
Yeah.
Okay, so that for that client side. And the easiest thing to use here is all I need to do is have a valid token ID, a resource ID, which I know of, which is a dashboard report or a tile, and I just need a single div, HTML div, which I know how to point to through jQuery or basic document element IDs. And what I need to set up right now is have that access token, like we've seen a minute ago.
Yep.
So I have a token, I have embed URL, I have an ID, and I just need to set them up inside a JavaScript config.
Yep.
I know that's it's an embed token, that's a dashboard, that's the access token and ID. And all I need to do is call Power BI, which is our JavaScript SDK, dot embed, give it that single div that we've just seen, and that config. And if I just run it, then that div is gonna pop up and just
Show the dashboard.
Show the dashboard right inside my app.
Wow.
As easy as that.
Easy as that. So create the master user.
Right.
Create the register your app, and then go through and basically put that in code and walk through that, and you've got a Power BI embedded app.
Right.
Wow, that was pretty simple.
It should be.
And so. People can use this as a sample as a way to get started, correct?
Right.
Yeah, cool.
And you can copy the code off of that and use it in your own app. We just wanted to state that for dashboards, which was just released as part of this new offering, you can use whatever dashboard you can use in Power BI. Like Arena said, you can use single tiles like you have in Power BI. You can use widgets. You can use real-time data.
Yeah, yeah,
everything you have in Power BI, you have here.
All the capability I have in Power BI now works in Power BI embedded. If I'm doing real-time data streaming and things like that, that all works.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Sweet.
Okay. So basically, you have all this visualization and data analysis right there in your app, and the users don't have to know you're using Power BI, we just have to know you.
We have to know you. Yeah, right. Exactly. Now, is it is there documentation other than the sample here? Is there documentation on how to actually walk through this if they want?
Yes. All I need to do is go to devpowerbi.com.
Okay.
Go to products and select Power BI Embedded.
Okay.
And you can see our documentation. You can see how to do it, how to set it up, links to the samples we've just shown you, or the JavaScript API, which is the client-side API.
Yep.
And we've just released, as you can see, June 12th. That's 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Very nice.
We just sent our whole documentation as to how to do it.
We haven't talked about the is it the Java SDK? Is that what you just?
We'll separate another session.
Okay,
so
cool.
Stay tuned.
We definitely want to talk about that because I think that'll be a hot topic for some of our viewers, right? How to use that. This is a great way to say, hey, you know, to get started. How do I do Power BI Embedded and get started with it, which is awesome.
Yeah. So you start with like downloading this C# ASP.NET application. Mm-hmm. You can embed your own resource and plug in the necessary parameters. And afterwards, you're just moving to the JavaScript client sample, and then you can just play and interact with the capabilities. We'll show you. Yeah. Later
awesome.
On.
So two things. If users have need support or have questions, what's the best way to do that? Alias they can email, or is there like a connect place they can go to provide feedback or ask questions?
So we are on GitHub.
Okay.
And we are on the Yammer group and
Power BI support.
Just say
embed and
and
you'll get the right way.
Yeah. Get routed to the right place.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then the other question I had was feedback is if they want to provide feedback on that, is it the same place?
Yeah, we have, Power BI has the ideas page,
okay.
Which is ideas.powerbi.com.
Okay.
Where you can just suggest your own improvements, suggest your own features, and people can vote, and the highest voted features would probably
that's where Ron goes, yep, that's what we're doing right there. That's it.
Not me, but someone.
Oh, sorry. Okay, cool. All right, that was awesome. So great way to get started with Power BI or Power BI Embedded.
Yeah.
Look forward to having you back to talk about Java SDK, which is going to be awesome.
Right.
So all right, cool. Thanks for coming. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.